can blame it on the rain. You can blame it on the ball and chain. But just make sure it doesn't happen again. Oh no. People, here's the buzz. There was a time I was just a guy on fire. Now the singer just can't cut it.
This is CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver. Do stick around 2 weeks' time, since it will be Jolly John Tanner's last show here at CITR. I already see the masses underneath weeping, throwing themselves against the building here. It's a really desperate scene. It's pretty cool, so you should actually probably show up and watch that. It's quite tragic, but for other people. Anyways, Radio Free GAC starts right about now.
We'll be right back.
We hit some magical buttons there. We made everything work. We gecked ourselves out the program Monomix, and there we went. So we just heard there was Yacht, which is the main work of Jana Betholt, a Portland, Oregonian. Yacht standing for Young Americans Challenging High Technology. And that comes off this year's album, Sea Mystery Lights, and the song is called Summer Song. And he's joined there by Claire L. Evans, who lives in one of the western sections of Texas, known for its paranormal activity there along towards Marfa. There are this optical phenomena seen along the highways there, and there are little places you can stop. I think it's along I-75, somewhere in far west Texas, and you can see it all there.
Is that near Crawford, Texas?
I think there's another flying object around there.
See?
I see that, so... Yeah, so how are you doing, John?
Oh, good. I can't hear myself in the headphones, so that's okay. Something I just happened to mention was that I forgot to mention a birthday. Now, I know your younger listeners, Gary Kay, will be excited that Rupert Grint is 21 today, but I was more interested in the old dudes, Kenny Baker.
Kenny Baker.
Of R2-D2 is 75 today. Now, how did he ever fit in that little... thing.
I'm just impressed that, you know, he managed to get his little roller skates to work there as well, too, as he just sort of went through space and everything wonderful that way. I was actually trying to find some video footage of him on YouTube, but failed.
We'd say, you know,
happy birthday!
Happy birthday, Kenny Baker.
Kenny, baby. Yes.
Oh,
we're so glad.
He was the best part of Star Wars.
He was, yeah.
In
he
my
stole
personal
the show.
Opinion. Yes. He actually dictated everything. We kind of suspected that with the original films, but then episodes, you know, 1, 2, and 3 showed up, and we're like, yeah, this is R2-D2's universe, and we just have to be in it.
Yeah.
So you have a fantastic little trip lined up after your finale there, hear.
Yes.
Where
yes.
are you going?
We're getting on a ship here and going up to Alaska, 6 stops, and then over to Asia. We're going to go into Japan, a little place in Hokkaido, and then we're going to Vladivostok. I've always wanted to go
nice.
There.
So you're doing this sort of a little bit of an aquatic Siberian Express then.
Yeah, I guess. And then down to Korea, and then over 3 stops in China. Then we're going to go up to Beijing and stay there for 5 days. And
that sounds fascinating.
Explore the Forbidden City, et cetera.
Yeah, how long is this trip going to take, John?
About 27 days.
Nice. Well, it's a fantastic voyage. I wholly encourage everyone to travel in something like that. I would say it's almost once in a lifetime there.
Maybe we can arrange a lifeboat berth for you, Gary Kay.
You know what? You just throw a little tow rope there. I can just always sit in the canoe in the back, put a little patio umbrella there and just relax. Just someone may have to sort of throw the occasional, you know, food or something at me there.
Radio Free GAC is on the air.
It is. You are listening to Radio Free GAC on CITR 101.9 FM. We're throwing cinematic hand signs at you from UBC's omnipresent community radio station. You can find us on the web at www.citr.ca. And yes, I'm GAC. I'll bang the drum slowly here over the next 90 minutes. You can call me here at the station at 604-822-2487. How many twos did I say there? 822-2487. It spells UBC CITR. You can also email me, radiofreegac@gmail.com. Towards the tail end of the show, we are going to have I'm not going to say the quickest of looks at our dearly beloved and passed away Michael Jackson, but there's a couple of clips that I pulled from The Wiz. Then there's some weird covers of some of his songs. I tried sort of digging up through, I actually watched Captain EO for the first time in, 13 years, 15, 86. 23 years. Oh, geez. And you know what? It has aged horrifically. But we'll dig up some of what we can here towards 9 o'clock. Just a little brief thing. Nothing too important because I know you guys are sort of over the entire Profopol thing and whatever happened. But what we'll do, though, is another sort of historical look back. It was about 20 years ago today when the Iron Curtain started being dismantled, and one of the countries impacted was Hungary. They opened up their borders towards the west, and at that point, as all the massive humanity started heading west, the other countries opened up, and it just sort of was a massive wave of freedom that way. One of the albums recently added to the CITR collection features some of the wonderful funk rock eruptions from communist Hungary. So this is volume one of what's called Well Hung through B Music here. And this act appeared on the Hungarian label Qualiton, although they eventually moved to Pepita once they decided to become a disco band here. But here is a percussive piece by the Hungarian funk rock, at least then funk rock band Neoton. So this is Nora. Enjoy.
The sister I described, and on the east, before the guns all came. thought about volunteering with Big Sisters? Maybe now is the time. Big Sisters of BC Lower Mainland provides girls aged 7 to 17 with a champion, a mentor who's there to simply be their friend and cheer them on. Become a study buddy tutor and spend 1 hour a week helping your little sister learn to love school. Or become a big sister and spend 3 fun hours a week just hanging out with your little sister. If you're age 19 or older, please visit bigsisters.bc.ca to find out more. Maybe now is the time.
Toronto, Ontario. That was the Rural Alberta Advantage, and that was the Death Bridge and Left Bridge off this year's Hometowns album, Off Saddle Creek. Now, the trio do have the roots from Wild Rose Country in Alberta, and the name of the band, the Rural Alberta Advantage, refers to some of their, I guess, Alberta brethren that were talking about how kind of like they have with the ladies back home. And before that, from In the Aeroplane Over the Sea, the classic album from 1998, there's the Neutral Milk Hotel with Holland 1945. And one interesting fact about this Elephant Six collective is that last year in 2008, In the Aeroplane Over the Sea was the sixth best-selling vinyl record, the entire concept album about Anne Frank there. And yeah, vinyl sales over the past little while have been increasing, although there's wasn't really that much left to actually grow from. But yeah, it's impressive. I mean, I think Radiohead took a first for in Rainbows, mostly because it came out January 1st. But part of the vinyl sort of sale, there was a whole bunch of re-releases of like some classic Beatles and Pink Floyd albums. So the turntables were brought off some people's shelves. Now, Neutral Milk Hotel, there's still like a long burgeoning thing that there might be some other things that have to be released. And one proposal I checked off the website is that they want to take some of their early cassettes and make a two-volume set out of what hasn't been released. Now, speaking of things that haven't been released, we're listening to a song right now that was going to be worked on for the Numero Group's latest rescue operation. So 24 Karat Black was a project by Stax producer and songwriter Dale Warren. And 1973, the album sort of came and went, and this was 24 Karat Black's only shot of glory there. But the album which came out was Ghetto, Misfortune's Wealth, and it's had a long-standing reputation amongst record heads. Some of the samples off of that album have been used by Diggable Planets and Jay-Z. But the Numero Group has been working on re-releasing a lot of their hidden gems. So they have a compilation either out now or shortly called Gone, The Promises of Yesterday. And it's going to feature a lot of 24 Karat Black's unreleased songs. Just a great funk compilation. Now, this one song we're going to hear is an untitled jam that they tried really desperately hard to actually remaster and make sure that it was listenable. So, of course, we're going to play on my show because it's... they say it's not listenable, but I think from a high-fidelity standpoint, I could see it. But there's a massive energy off this track we're going to hear. So here's 24 Karat Black with some untitled jam on Radio Free Gex, CITR Vancouver.
I want your love. Tell me what I should do. I'll do what I must just to keep your love true. What I want is the love I can need. What I want is the love that's free. Come on, talk to me. I don't want love's loneliness. Come on, keep me company. What I want is the love I can feel. What I want is the love that's free. But what I want, it seems that what I want, I don't always get. Yeah.
background here off his debut album, 1995's Crush. That is DJ Crush there, otherwise known as Hideaki Ishii, inspired by the film Wild Style, Into the World of Music. The song is Into the Water. Before that, we heard in all its crackly glory, straight, pretty much off the tape as it was found in a warehouse. That's 24 Karat Black with the Untitled Jam. Stick around, we are going to get somewhat electronic and weird before we get, well, even weirder than you're listening to Radio Free Gak.
What? Radio. Radio.
CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver.
Radio. Yep. Happy. Boing. Yep.
background here, we hear Genghis Tron, the Brooklyn three-piece, and that's the Steve Moore remix of Board Up the House, which you can find on Volume 1 of the Board Up the House remixes, of which 5 were made, and I think they were targeted for different label rosters, since each release of the Board of the House remixes was actually released on a different label. So that came off of Temporary Residence last year. And, the entire album that it came off of, which I have right here, is simply called Board Up the House. Fantastic little album. Available through Relapse Records, both here, North America, and in Europe. You're listening to Radio Free Gak here on CITR 101.9 FM and cable. Coming up next is O1 Tricks, Point Never. Sort of like a pseudo version release number you get in software. This is the work of Bostonian Daniel Lopatin, and he studied at Hampshire College. And, yeah, he uses a variety of synthesizers and weird little techniques that something calls grid tiers, where he abstracts some of the elements used from the arpeggiation, makes it all blurry and mixes up the decay here. So I'm not sure totally which release this song comes off of, mostly because his discography is a little bit, I'm going to say obtuse, but not intentionally so. I think he just has a lot of different releases, and not a lot of it is documented, but I think this came from last year. And the song is called Soft Program, and in parentheses, You Knew. And from London, England, that was A Gyratory System. The song is called Party Unlimited. I'm not totally sure if this is going to be appearing on their forthcoming album here called The Soundboard Breathes, but you can keep your eye out for that album. You'll find that through Angular Recording Corporation in the month of October. Hang on while one of these browser windows is making a noise. Hang on.
Learning Exchange Trek program wants you to get involved in your community. Learn about important social issues while volunteering at inner-city schools or nonprofit organizations. You'll also get to meet other UBC students in a fun and supportive environment. See how your talent and skills can make a difference in your community. Participate throughout the term or during reading week. Check out www.learningexchange.ubc.ca/CITR to find out more.
That was like those web browser windows that have some audio playing that you aren't completely aware of. This is Gak here. This is Radio Free Gak. Coming up now will be Chad Van Galen, although under one of his various guises, although I think this is the only one I'm aware of right now, and this is the debut that he's had under this project called Black Mold, and it's sort of a departure from him as opposed to being his sort of indie, I wouldn't say psychedelic pop wonders, but it's this wonderful sort of guitar style that he normally has. But with this album, which is called Snow Blindness is Crystal Ants, with a Z at the end, he explores a bit more of his electronic vibe. So from this album, and before I forget, Jav Van Galen will be nominated for, he's one of the nominees in the Polaris 2009 competition, which is just 4 weeks away from now. So, sorry. From Snow Blindness is Crystal Ants. This is Black Mold with Tetra Pak Heads. We'll be right back.
caught your eye. You gave me rainbows and butterflies. We did enjoy a happiness. When our love was over, I was such a mess. I smiled at you and you smiled back. That's when I knew there's no turning back. You said you loved me and I did too. And although it's over, I still love you. I try so hard, and every day I pray to God that you and me were meant to be. But you had another, you had a lover, and now it's gone. I don't know why. I feel like crying, just wanna die. I can't look at you, and you know why. Though I tried so hard to catch your eye.
Featuring John Legend there. There's Mastercraft with the Jump Jump Dance Dance remix of Heartbreaker. And that came out as a single through Dimmac earlier this year. You're listening to Radio Free Geek here on CITR Vancouver. We're going to play a couple more, conventional songs here before we go, off the deep end here. One of these acts, so we're actually going to hear three bands here sort of simultaneously, but the 12s. are coming into town. They're going to be playing at Shine, I believe, some point in Labor Day weekend. And they've offered to do a remix here for a fantastic pairing here. Database are another Brazilian act. And yes, the 12s are from Brazil, sorry. And Database, they're one of sort of the premier kind of electronic acts out of Brasil right now. So yeah, you can put Cansei de Sexy and Banja de Roll. I think, yeah, they're a bit more high profile. So right now Database is probably your Favela under kids. They're underdogs right now. Now with this song, they're joined by the Brooklyn four-piece called the French Horn Rebellion, of which some of them actually do play a French horn, but otherwise it's just indie dance. So we're going to have Database versus French Horn Rebellion with the 12s remix off of the latest EP called Beaches and Friends, and this is the title track.
Nervous, 'cause I've never danced before.
Background here from Toronto, Deadmau5, spelt Dead M-A-U 5. And this is the Casper remix of his single from this year called I Remember. So, if you're listening to Radio Free Gak here, please remember to tune in 2 weeks' time for the final episode of the show that usually or appears half the time before me.
How many CITR listeners remember tuning in to Vancouver Cable 10 Sunday evenings during the late 70s and early 80s to Night Dreams, one of Canada's first video radio programs? Join me, Jolly John Tanner, keeping the eclectic music from all eras alive on Son of Night Dreams, alternating Mondays from 6 to 7:30 p.m. Also featuring mind-altering UFO reports right here on CITR-FM 101.9 Vancouver.
What you find, there's something you should know. I used to say, I and me, now it's us, now it's we. Then most people would turn you away. I don't listen to a word they say.
Ever wonderful and never dull presence of Crispin Hellion Glover, and that's his take of Ben, a song that Michael Jackson had sung. It was included with the 1972 film of the same name, Ben, and it was a sequel to the killer rat movie from 1971 called Willard. And of course, the reason why Crispin Glover sang it is because he actually was part of the remake of Willard that came out in 2003. So, as I'm sure we all know, Mr. Jackson had passed away several weeks ago. Unfortunately, I wasn't able to do much of a tribute since at that time, in the midst of traveling, but I remember being at work. Someone was on like this 4-hour conference call with someone else trying to fix something at work, and then just out of nowhere, he just turns around me and says, "Do you know Michael Jackson's dead?" And the first question I ask is, "Who are you on the phone with?" As though he was like speaking with TMZ, but no. Incidental of everything, as the internet sort of died that day, along with Michael Jackson. So what we'll do is we're going to focus on two songs from the soundtrack to the 1978 remake of the Broadway production called The Wiz, which itself is sort of an urbanized retelling of L. Frank Baum's wonderful Wizard of Oz. And we'll go into a little bit of depth afterwards, although there's still a lot of songs I gotta start tackle here. But this featured a lot of, like, the final hurrah for a lot of Motown performers together. So the main star was Diana Ross, one of the Supremes there. And as well, along with Michael Jackson as the Scarecrow, there was Richard Pryor, Nipsey Russell, and a host of others. And part of the adaptation was supervised by producer Quincy Jones. So we're going to listen to Michael Jackson here with Ease On Down the Road.
Ease on down. Ease on down the road. Ease on down. Ease on down the road. Ease on down, ease on down the road. <Ta-da>. Come on, Dorothy, don't you carry nothing that might be a load. Come on, ease on down.
Ease on down, ease on down the road. Ease on down. I don't care enough. father's got no shame.
You can't reach out.
What was that? That was Michael Jackson, of course, and a lot of the cast from the 1978 film version of The Wiz, and that was You Can't Win, which I believe was the second or third single that came off of the soundtrack. And the entire film itself was a massive flop, both critically and commercially. It's picked up a little bit of a, I wouldn't say a cult classic thing, but it's a nice sort of camp classic there with, like, The Apple, which is beyond insane there. But, of course, the value of The Wiz, which was directed by Sidney Lumet, this actually introduced Quincy Jones to Michael Jackson. And at that point, their massive four-album reign. I mean, just you think about Off the Wall, Thriller, Bad, and then Dangerous. Yeah, that's right. So you think about that four-album reign, and just it's, well, I wouldn't say Dangerous was like super great, but there were a couple great songs off that. But if you think about Off the Wall, at the very least, and Thriller, nonstop, it's unreal how many singles that those albums spawned there. So with what little time we have left, I am just going to shut myself up here. But we do have three songs lined up here. One of them is going to be a bit of a recent tribute for Michael Jackson's passing. There's an act, I think they're from the Bronx at this point. They're called High Five, and they released a single through Moxie Records right now. And it features a lot of tributes to MJ, either for samples or just a style. And what we'll do is we'll listen to one of the cuts, and it's called Way to Go, meaning, you know, let me show you the way to go. And that will be that. Then we'll listen to a Jackson 5 cut that was sampled by Public Enemy in By the Time I Get to Arizona. And that is their take of Walk On and Love You Save with their great fuzz guitar there. And then we'll close with a wonderfully, I'm not going to say bizarre, but it's an unexpected Urdu cover of Don't Stop to Get Enough. And this will be by the Bollywood singer Usha Uthup. And this will be called Chupke Kaun Aya. So at this point, Gavin Walker will be here at 9 p.m. guiding you through the Jazz Show. If you missed any of this week's show, consider yourself blessed. But if you do want to catch up on it, it's a podcast. Just go to the CITR's website, www.citr.ca. You can grab it there. Some of the metadata will have the set list. Otherwise, I'll try to put the set list onto my website, gak.ca, soon enough. So we'll see you in a week's time, right? Now, I'm not totally sure. I was leaning towards doing a little bit of Holy Mountain, but with Inglourious Basterds out right now, I might sort of dig up the recent film soundtrack. And I know earlier this year I did spotlight the early 1978 version of the film, which sounds slightly more sane than the current one out there. But enjoy yourselves. And take care. Enjoy the last few days of summer we have left.
दिल में तुम तो नहीं हमदम मेरे हमदम